Authors Gina and Carol Daly are Ireland's favourite slimming Instagram home cooks, and their cookbook, The Daily Dish, is already a smash hit and record-breaking 5,000 pre-orders before it even hits the shelf. And I'm delighted to be able to speak to them. And we have Gina on the phone line now. Gina, how are you?
Hey.
Thank you so much for doing this. And your Instagram accounts are so wonderful and inspirational and full of delicious food, which is all right for us to eat as well. But will you tell us a little bit about you and Carol and how this came to be?
Sure. We have been on a slimming journey for a number of years now, and in the last 2 years, or 2 years ago, I should say, I found myself kind of slipping in the wrong direction again, and I wasn't enjoying the food I was eating, so I decided to start up a little Instagram account to keep track of my day-to-day, what I was eating, and kind of be accountable for I suppose, what I was putting in my mouth. I just figured if I put it on Instagram, because I didn't have time to go to a group or anything like that, if a few people were watching, I'd stick to it and I'd be in control. And I just started making kind of basic stuff initially. And then because we like to eat indulgent food and we like, you know, nice things, which is why we were overweight in the first place. I decided that I was going to start kind of cooking the food that we really wanted to eat, because I knew that if we were eating that, we wouldn't want takeaways, we wouldn't want kind of the junky stuff. So I just started putting a twist and a spin and reducing the fat and the calories in these, you know, say if you were out in a restaurant eating a meal that you really, really enjoy, bringing it back home and making it ourselves in a healthier way. So people were really enjoying it. They were remaking our dishes and they were sharing them on their stories. So our page just naturally grew that way.
Oh, it's
so
amazing. It was really good. You have 115,000 followers on Instagram, which is incredible. You're both amazing looking people as well, which helps. So Carol, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, Alison, how's it going? Good morning.
Great. So listen, you guys met about 12 years ago. Was that right? Working at the O2. You have two beautiful children together. But like a lot of couples, when life speeds up because you've had children and, you know, as you said, Gina, maybe takeaways and things like that. I know we all change. Like, I certainly am not the same I was when I got married a few years ago. That, you know, the pounds do kind of come on. And Carol, you were finding that as well.
Yeah, like, I was office-based, so I worked in a marketing role. So 9 to 6, I'd be sitting at a desk most days. And you'd find yourself just going and snacking. And I never really thought about my weight. It never was an issue. And all of a sudden then, I remember one Christmas, I just kind of started feeling some of my clothes a bit tight. And when I weighed myself, I was 15 stone. And I was kind of like, that's probably a bit heavy for me. So that's kind of when I started going, right, maybe I need to start just re-examining my lifestyle. And I was never one for gyms and that kind of stuff as well. So for me, what I found worked really well was I started going running, like not much, just a little bit, maybe every couple of days, and then just eating the healthier foods and changing up and not getting, and it's actually, it makes eating more fun. I know it sounds mad, but like, instead of getting a frozen pizza and putting it in the oven, when you actually go in the kitchen and the 2 year there's music on, you're getting fresh ingredients. It's a buzz, like, and we really enjoy it. We really have a great time with it. And the kids as well get involved. And I think it's changed the whole way we look and approach eating and approach making food. And it's constantly like challenging ourselves to come up with new ideas and like, what can we do next and what would be really cool. And you know, we're always trying to outdo each other in some ways as well.
It's competitive. But like, Gina, is this true that together you've lost almost 10 stone together?
Yeah, Carl lost 4 stone and I lost 8 stone.
Wow.
But the 8 stone I'd lost some initially myself years ago when I was ill. I had gallbladder problems and I had to eat a healthier diet and I found the weight kind of fell off, and that was kind of the kickstart. I was like, you know, I feel great. This is wonderful. I'm going to keep it going. And then I joined a slimming group and I lost a lot of weight very, very quickly. But what I found was when you lose so much weight so fast, your brain doesn't catch up, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So even though I was the thinnest or the lightest I'd ever been, my brain still saw me as the Gina that was 8 stone heavier. And I suppose in such a short period of time, when you're eating in a new way, you're not used to it, because I was 20, in my like 30s, I was 30 years eating a particular way, and then you can't really adjust in 4 months. So I found my old habits slipping back in, and now I'm at a place where it's been a few years, I've been doing this for a while now, that I'm actually learning it's not, I don't have goals, I don't have a target. It's just a new lifestyle for me now. My brain has a different way of thinking with food. So
it's a whole new outlook.
Yeah, so I'm still losing weight, but not as fast as I would have before, because I was like, oh, I have to get to 11 stone. I need to lose this weight really, really quickly. And that's just not a healthy approach. For me personally, I didn't find it sustainable, because I needed my brain to be on the same wavelength.
Absolutely. Well, again, I love that you're both so creative. And I think that, you know, as you said as well, Gina, like, you know, we do crave, as humans, we just naturally crave certain things like sugars and salts and things and, you know, certain takeaways. And it's just, and especially now, like, oh my God, comfort eating is off the charts for me. Like, I don't have 3 balanced meals. I have about 12 in a day, but I'm trying to be good. But just, I love the idea that you've got like sections in your book, Dishy Dinners, Ask Me Air Fryer, Savage Snacks. So Carol, can you give us an idea about how you might be taking one particular dish that would maybe be a bit naughty, but you're making it healthy?
So one thing that we love to do is we love to watch like those real indulgent TV shows. And like, we've been to the States a few times and eaten in the really cool restaurants where you just get these crazy high fat burgers and all that kind of jazz. And like, we'd sit down and there's a really cool show on Vice where Action Bronson, the rapper, he goes around and you know, they're eating these really nice foods. And we kind of go, right, that looks amazing, but obviously we don't want to make that at home because it's quite high in fat. How can we go about starting to make it? So it's simple things like when we started making burgers, we get the low fat, the 4% fat mince.
Okay.
And, you know, we'd kind of, and buns, we would get, you know, just kind of slimmer buns or, you know, whole grain buns, and just using fresh ingredients like that. And you can make something that's just pretty much tastes the same, looks the same, but it's just not in the same. It's not as greasy. It's not as bad for you. And as I said, it's just fun coming up with it. Like, and it's fun looking at all these really cool foods and going, right, how do we do that?
How do we recreate that? What's in the section of Ask Me Air Fryer? I'm really curious about this.
Well, you see, one of the things that I'm probably most known for is using an air fryer, which is basically just a tabletop mini oven.
Okay.
So, but the beauty of it is that you don't have to wait for it to heat up. You don't have to, it just cooks things much quicker, but you don't need to use oil or just a very small amount of oil. So you can make things like your chips, you can make crispy southern style chicken, you can literally cook anything in it, but super quick, and it makes things just really, really nice. So it's like a health fryer, they're called. So the section in the book is all the kind of things that you might not necessarily think that you could cook in an air fryer.
Okay.
And I show you how to do them. So you can, like, you can put a whole chicken in it, and you get the most succulent, beautiful chicken you'll ever have. It's like rotisserie style.
Wow.
But it only takes a short time to do it, and really crispy skin and stuff. So
I'd say like the sales of air fryers are going to go through the roof in Ireland. And what about, Carol, what about Savage Snacks? Because I'm a guilty in that, for me, like, I can't eat a huge amount in one go, but I'd be like a grazer. So I imagine the snack section would suit me well.
Yeah, it's just about, like, you know, you're sitting down on a Friday night, you're watching a movie, you might be having a glass of wine or a beer or something, and just making something that you can kind of sit and kind of chip away at, like, and again, it's a healthier version of something, like, you know, the cheese sauce in there is a really popular one. You can make your homemade nachos and put the cheese sauce on it.
Okay.
Or frickles. Frickles are really nice. They're air fryer pickles.
They're
so nice to sit down and just kind of munch away instead of having crisps or whatever, and you're watching until you have a beer, and it's the perfect snack to go with it.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Just to give you an alternative to like greasy food. Like, there's even one where you throw a tin of sweet corn in the air fryer or in the oven, and they go really, really crispy, and they're just nice, like, instead of having peanuts or nuts or something like that. So just kind of changing your mind or your perception on what a snack is. So,
well, I think it's absolutely amazing. And like, you guys, like, you are so fantastic as a couple, and you're like fascinating, like, you know, you're gorgeous people, you're tatted up, you're really cool. So people can find you, Daily Dish, and you guys are on Twitter, but mostly obviously on Instagram. They can
Instagram
find the information.
Yeah.
And then the book already, you know, getting record breaking pre-sales, which is amazing. And it's going to be, it's hitting, when is it actually in bookshelves or bookshops when they open?
Now it's actually number one bestseller at the moment.
Wow.
For the last 2 weeks, considering the current situation, it was a strange time to bring out a book, but
you did it, amazing.
Yeah, so our first week we hit number one, and we were just looking there this morning, so we're still number one this week.
Amazing.
Yeah, brilliant. So it's unfortunately Yes, it is in shops, but shops are shut down at the moment and online sales are suspended. But you can still pre-order it and it'll still be delivered once all this
absolutely.
Is
well, listen, we must have you guys back on again. It's a pleasure to speak to you both. And thank you so much for your time this morning and continued success.
Thanks,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.